Leading the news today, Prime Minister Tony Abbott has told his MPs to hold their nerve as the government prepares to hand down its first budget. Tonight's budget will contain several nasties, including a debt levy, a hike in the petrol tax and co-payments for a visit to the doctor. The Islamic militant group Boko Haram has released a new video claiming to show about 130 of the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped last month. The group's leader claims the girls have converted to Islam and won't be released until all imprisoned militants have been freed. The first witness has given evidence at the trial of Rolf Harris in London. The alleged victim spoke from behind a screen. She detailed years of abuse, which she said began when she was just 13, including on one occasion when the entertainer's daughter was in the same room. Tributes are flowing in for an AFL great, Tommy Hafey, who has died from cancer. He was 82 years of age. Hafey played 67 games with Richmond before leading them to four premierships in the 1960s and 70s. He went on to coach Geelong, Collingwood and Sydney.
Tommy will be well remembered as a great man, a great man. Not only a great coach, but a great teacher of men.
The New South Wales Cabinet has signed off on new anti-corruption measures to make ministers more accountable. The public will soon be able to peruse ministers' diaries every 3 months. This is in response to damaging allegations from the state's corruption inquiry.